A man's primer on the blazer jacket. Incredibly versatile, a navy blazer is one of the core garments a man should own if he lives in a large city, near the water, or has a lifestyle where the wearing of suits and sports jackets needs to be bridged. Actually, if you live in a small town, you could own a blazer. I think the key to remember with a blazer is that it falls between the level of formality of a sports jacket and a suit. So a blazer, even when worn with a dark pair of trousers, dress shoes, and a tie, is not a substitute for a suit. However, when it compared with a light colored or a kind of a sports jacket with a bit of a flashy fabric, it is dressier because it's a solid, and normally you're going to see it in navy blue. So let's talk a little bit about the blazer jacket history. The story behind the men's blazer jacket, it's a muddled one. I know of about 10 different stories out there. Probably the one that most people know about is in the British military, they had double-breasted jackets, which they wore on the HMS Blazer. Supposedly the Queen was coming to visit and they threw together a special uniform with a light colored trouser. There are other ones of how it comes from different rowing clubs. In any case, the one thing that's undisputable is for about 100 years, it's been a style approved of and worn by kings and gentlemen across the world. And because of that little bit of naval history, it evokes for many people a feeling of nautical adventure. So blazer jacket style. Let's talk about the different types of styles out there. I kind of break it into the American style, the English style, and the Italian style. Now, oftentimes you're going to find blazers which are a mixture of each, but it's good to understand each of the styles so that when you see something, you can realize, is it going to fit my needs? So the American style blazer. The traditional American style blazer is normally a two-button navy blue coat with soft shoulders. The jacket pockets can be either patch or flat pockets, with the lapel style being notch. Normally you'll see a center vent here, although I encourage men to choose a double vent if you're going to be having the jacket made for you or you have the option. Now the English style blazer is different, and usually it's double-breasted. And like any good double-breasted jacket, it will have peak lapels. They build out the chest a bit more, and it's going to have less of a box shape and more of one that fits the body. Also, you'll notice the vents on these jackets are going to be double vented. Now let's talk about the Italian style blazer. The Italian style blazer, and talking about the other two, it usually is going to have a lighter weight fabric, and the entire jacket is built much less structured. It's going to have softer shoulders and a flexible but gently constructed inner lining that allows it to float next to the wearer's body. Vented or unvented, three button or two, the Italian jacket has more flair and it's a reflection of the wearer's personality and quirks. Blazer buttons. The most noticeable detail on a blazer jacket, blazer buttons can range from delicate smoked mother of pearl buttons to heavy solid gold family heirlooms passed on from father to son. Most manufacturers will make their jackets with simple generic brass buttons. And the issue is, guys, is that most of us never even think to replace these. But there are many places online where you can find, just type in blazer buttons. Often universities will sell blazer buttons with the emblem or with the official logo and everything that comes with the official seal with your university. If you were in a military branch, oftentimes they will have blazer buttons. And there are a number of other ones, ones that have historic meaning. Perhaps, your great-great-great-grandfather served in, the Republic of Texas military or some type of thing like that. And you can actually find blazer buttons that are made. And it's a great conversation piece, and I think it really adds a lot of value to a blazer. Another thing that I like to use is mother of pearl buttons. It's rarely seen. Things like silver are rarely seen as well, but I think mother of pearl does a great job because it's got a little bit more contrast. Yet it's not as gaudy to some people as using actually gold or a valuable metal as the blazer button. So let's talk about blazer fabrics. Blue worsted serge is the classic blazer fabric, although any navy worsted or flannel wool is a classic choice. So rougher weaves with a slight pattern are going to technically transform the jacket from a blazer to a blue sports coat, but the distinction is very small. Very few men actually pick it up. And unless it's a really light blue, it's not going to be an issue. So how a blazer jacket should fit? It should have room in the shoulders to allow full arm movement, room in the chest to fully button the jacket, but not enough to hide a baseball. Or, well, you know, it depends on what kind of a fit you're used to, how big of a guy. You know, if you can fit a couple baseballs in there, it's not a good fit. The blazer jacket sleeves should extend to the wrist bone and show a quarter to three quarters of an inch of shirt cuff. The jacket length should always fully cover your backside. What to wear with a blazer jacket? All right, gray flannel trousers, great. Khaki trousers look awesome. The only thing to be careful about here is if you are a large gentleman, khaki trousers will, in a sense, cut you in half and draw a little bit of attention to that contrast area. White cotton slacks look great in the summertime. Quality denim, aka jeans, it can be pulled off. A number of artists go for this, although some men will say they just don't like the look of it because of the nature of the blazer being more formal than a sports jacket. I feel sports jackets work better with raw denim. However, if you're going with something that's really a deep indigo, I think it looks pretty good. All right, that ends my primer on the blazer jacket.